This is so stupid.
I feel like my hair looks crazy. Like, how do you even see yourself from that far away? Like, this is...
I don't. I just hope for the best.
Okay, whatever. It's going to be okay.
Yeah, it will.
We're chilling.
We're having fun.
Oh, you know what the best thing to do? Oh, you know what?
The skinny pillow.
This is what people do online.
Yes. It takes away half your body.
Yes.
It's a good trick.
Yeah.
You're cozy.
Mm-hmm.
Natalie Cuomo, welcome to my podcast.
Hi.
I'm so happy to have you on.
I'm so happy to be here.
It's just... We really bonded when I did your shows with you in Boston.
That was so fun.
It was so fun in New York.
Wait, and where else did we go? Oh, Kingston.
Kingston. Yeah. Yes. You went to school at Bard?
Yes.
Are you cozy?
I already got done with the pillow.
Okay. You looked cozy, but get comfortable.
I gotta get. Oh God. I'm comfy. I'm really comfy.
Yeah, is this too loud?
No, I think it's good.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, this is good. Sometimes it gets a little hot, and I'm still learning all the levels. This whole podcast thing is like a whole learning curve.
I know it is, but it sounds good.
Thank you. Okay. Yeah, anyways, we really bonded on that trip, and I feel so lucky now. I'm like, we're friends. I feel really just grateful to have you in my life. You're the best.
And we got matching tattoos.
We did, with the show, the camera.
Yes.
Our flaming dice.
Love it.
We really sent it. I mean, I was like, I want flaming dice, and you're like, okay.
You know, someone posted it on Reddit.
What?
Our tattoos.
Really? Just the picture?
Yeah.
What did they say?
I don't know. They said, like, they posted a picture of us, like, with our tattoos.
No context.
I don't remember.
Reddit is a crazy place.
Yeah, I try to stay off of it, but I did see that.
That's hilarious. I'm going to have to go look at that.
I don't know.
No, don't?
Yeah, no, it wasn't scary.
Okay.
Yeah.
They weren't like, what the fuck?
No. It wasn't like a scary place.
Okay, they were like, these badass bitches getting flaming dice.
Yeah.
YOLO.
Exactly.
That's how I feel with my tattoos. Just, who cares?
100%.
When did you get your first tattoo?
When I was 18.
Okay.
I'm ready for another one.
Really?
You live right near a tattoo shop.
There's so many.
In my head, I was like, okay, so I'll be done with this at 8:15. My spot's at 9:30. I can get a tattoo.
Which one would you get?
I want to get like a jack-o'-lantern.
Why?
I love carving pumpkins.
Really?
Yeah.
Just like your whole life, you've always been like a big pumpkin girl?
The last 3 years, I've been really into carving pumpkins.
Okay.
I feel like it's really meditative and like... As someone with ADHD, it's one of the one things I can focus on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you eat the pumpkin seeds as well?
Yeah.
That's the best part to me.
Really?
Yeah. I'm also just not the patient, so I just kind of like crank out a face and then I'm like, let's bake these seeds.
It's so satisfying, like, and I love just crumping into it. It's so fun.
Have you done it yet?
Yes. I've done two pumpkins this year so far.
Oh, wow. You got started early.
And I know. It's crazy. It's crazy.
I love that.
Yeah.
What did you... Any crazy shapes?
I did one really cool one and then one that was like a shark. It was okay.
That's impressive.
No, I know. I'm getting really good. It's freaking me out.
You should go live on Twitch and do it.
I've done it before.
Okay. I was going to say.
I know. It's wild. It's crazy. I forget that I'm actually obsessed with pumpkin carving. I don't know what happened to me.
Where did it start?
Like really 3 years ago. I think when I moved into my own apartment and I was like, the world's my oyster.
I love that. I mean, having your own space really is like.
It does. Yeah.
Was Dan living with you then or no?
Yeah. We both moved into this apartment together and then, you know.
It's healthy to move into a space together.
I agree.
Because I've moved into someone's home once and it feels like you're living in someone's home the whole time.
The power dynamic never changes.
Bad. And she loved clutter and... She had this one shelf where it was just like every knickknack she's ever gotten in her entire life. And it was like next to the door. And like every now and then I would move all the knickknacks down and put all the plates up. And then I'd come home the next day and it would be switched again. And it was like the shelf wars. And my other roommate was just like, you guys got to talk.
No.
It was so unhinged. Yeah. She's like, I think you guys should sit down and maybe talk about the shelf. And I'm like, it looks cleaner with the utensils and the like stuff all set out nicely. Not her like. She had like a sparkly piggy bank and like a can from Cafe du Monde and like postcards from like, all, I just was like, this looks like someone unhinged lives here. But
this is alas, terrible.
She won the shelf war. She won. But you know what? We lived to tell a tale. And now I live alone and I look a little.
It's amazing. No, your house is great.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I love the pictures on the fridge.
Oh, thank you. It's all, yeah, it's I try beautiful. To make it very me. It's like my little.
It's very good.
Womb, you know?
It's clean too.
I'm big on clean.
Nice.
I'm a little bit neurotic with the clean.
That's good.
Yeah, thank you.
It's good.
Yeah, sometimes I'm like, whenever I clean, I'm like, it fixes my external problems.
Mm.
It's a big move I do when I'm severely hungover and anxious about the night before. I'm like, if I clean, the things I said last night will go away. You know?
I mean, I wish I had that, because I clean when I'm angry.
Okay, that's healthy.
Like, if I'm angry, I just, that's when I clean.
That's good. Yeah, I always think that scene in, did you ever see the movie 27 Dresses?
Yeah.
When her sister's out with the guy that she loves. And she cleans the house.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Even
exactly.
That song plays in my head.
Yes.
Well, sometimes. Yeah, Lil Valerie. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Classic scene. I've seen that movie maybe like 4 million times. It's like one of my like autistic watches.
There aren't new classic, like there aren't like new movies like that anymore.
They crank them out too fast.
They don't put any heart in it.
No.
It's really sad.
And then it comes on and it's gone and you like move on with your life. And 100%. I guess I'll watch Mean Girls for the 4,000th time.
Yeah, and they just do remakes. It's upsetting.
Do you have a favorite movie?
I like Elf.
That's amazing. I mean, that's a classic. But you can't watch that in January or like in July. Yeah, it's like, yeah, once the holidays are over, it's very seasonal.
I don't know. I think really? You can. Yeah, there's so many lines that are just like, okay, it's so good.
It's so good.
I love everything. I feel like I'm always quoting Elf. I love when he's just like, Francisco.
Francisco. That's a funny name. Oh my God. Fruit spray. I mean, there's so many niche ones too.
It's so good. Have you ever tried spaghetti with maple syrup on it?
I have not.
It's disgusting.
Okay.
But like, it's I was waiting so for buddy.
Like, I eat it every day.
It's so buddy the elf.
That's so good. That'd be like a fun holiday thing to do. Like put some like Lucky Charms on it.
Yes.
Try it out. I've always been intrigued by that scene.
Yeah. Like,
do I need to try that?
I think once in your life.
I love that you did.
Yeah.
Like what prompted that? You just had like spaghetti and like maple syrup was next to it and you're like, I'm going to do it.
Yeah. The thing that you don't realize is like the maple syrup gets warm. So it's like a whole.
It's like a hot pancake.
Experience. Yeah.
It's like a shredded pancake. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just carbs at that point.
Yeah.
You can really make any food combination these days.
Yeah.
Honestly, they like started putting like chili peppers on chocolate and you're like, all right.
I know.
And then you're like, what are we not doing?
Pretty much.
We should be doing everything.
I feel like.
You've been getting into food on your tour.
I love food.
I've been loving your food content. I could see you making some food content videos.
See, I want to. I What's love stopping food. You? I love food so much. I think if I just need to like make Dan film me.
Yeah, just say, okay, here's the phone. It's recording.
Yeah, I made some food content in Australia. I just never edited it. Mm. But since I watch so much food content, I know, and I'm always like everywhere I go, I just Google the best restaurants. I obsessively search the best restaurants. I just love food.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to make food videos.
And you're good about going places and kind of giving them a shout out and finding their best spots.
Yeah.
And that's the best part about touring is like, getting into the culture. And I think food is one of the biggest parts of a culture that you can really like align with. I saw you went to Skyline Chili.
Yes.
That was a spot that I really kicked myself not doing when I was in Ohio.
Oh
was
my like, God.
Damn it. I didn't get my fucking chili.
So that place is interesting.
Tell me about it.
Well, I don't want to upset anyone.
Let it rip.
But
it's a stupid podcast.
It's definitely, it's like, I had never heard of it before. It's like spaghetti. Speaking of weird things to do to spaghetti, spaghetti with chili.
Right.
The crazy thing is I post this picture with it and, you know, I'm twirling the spaghetti and everyone's like, cut it. Don't twirl it.
Don't tell me how to eat my food.
That's what the thing. They don't twirl their spaghetti. They cut it. That was the craziest thing to me.
Huh.
As an Italian.
Yeah.
I was never brought up to cut my spaghetti.
You're from Queens, right?
Yeah.
You guys know your spaghetti.
I think so. But it was good. It was definitely like you take one bite and you're like, this is giving me diarrhea. Like totally. It was like, seriously, you just feel it immediately when you take a bite and you're like, oh my God.
How'd you feel after?
I didn't eat enough to like be sick because I had to perform 2 shows that night. So I was like, I gotta watch out.
I did that once in Austin. We went to Terry Black's before we had a show at the Vulcan.
Uh-huh.
And I had to throw up before I went on stage.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Because I was so full. My pants were so tight. I was like, if I go up there like this, I'm like, something's wrong with this girl.
No, I know. Seriously. Yeah. It's like such a balance. I always really try to eat afterwards.
That's smart.
But I love food.
I know.
I love flavor.
It's a good thing. It's a beautiful thing. We found a good spot when we were in.
Yeah, you found that.
I really poured over. I asked ChatGPT. I was like, what's the best diner between here and Kingston? And I think we nailed it. It was a cutesy little spot.
I think ChatGPT has gotten a lot stupider.
Really?
Yeah, like I just don't think it's. I think it's stupid now.
No way.
Like, I don't know. I was asking it because Dan lost his passport.
Right.
And I was asking it, like, questions. Like, hey, like, help. And every phone number it gave me was wrong. Like, it was crazy.
It is outdated. I think it's, like, up to 7 years of, like, actual internet information. Like, there's a gap. Yeah. Because, but it knows you. Like, that's the scary thing where it's, like, I'll delete threads.
Yeah.
And then I was asking it how I was doing the other day. I was like, hey, chat, like, how do you think I'm doing? And it brought up names of men from, like, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 months ago.
What do you mean?
Like, I used to talk about this one guy in chat. And I won't say his name here. But it was, like, after all that you've gone through with, and it named, like, 3 men. And I was like, wait, chat, I deleted those threads. How do you know these men? It was so scary. So that's what it's good at. Like, it remembers everything.
Yeah. Have you ever asked, like, what do you describe me?
Yeah.
It's so funny.
But it also, like, I don't know if it's programmed to make you feel good, because I'm like, is this accurate, or you're just, like, beefing me up? Because it's so kind to me. Like, I tell it any situation I'm having, and they're like, don't worry about it. You're handling it by like, bringing it to light, and you're taking it head on. And I'm like, no, I'm coming to you right now. Like, this is probably as bad as it gets.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not well. I'm talking to a robot. You know?
It's not good. It's definitely not good.
It's all bad. I'm also worried. I was actually thinking about this with you, because you used to write for Inked Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And I get worried, because I used to have a blog. And the other day I went to sit down, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to bring the blog back. And then I went to write it, and I was like, chat could write this. So I started dumping my thoughts in, and then I gave it to chat, and it, like, beefed it up. And I was like, fuck writing. Fuck all of this. Fuck anything I've ever read in the last year. It's all chat. It's all fake. And it made me feel really, like, deflated. And I don't know if you felt that way with, like, going to write, or even jokes. It's given me a few jokes. And I'm like, I can't say that. You wrote that. But it was so funny.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I don't want something that was written by a robot, though. Like, I want to read something that's written by a human.
Right.
And I feel like you can tell. Like, okay, I was texting someone, and I could tell the texts were from ChatGPT.
Really?
And it really freaked me out. Like, I don't, I know that ChatGPT could technically write jokes, write a book, write an essay, but I don't think it holds the same value.
I agree.
So, like, I was texting someone, and they sent me this really, really nice text. It was so nice. I screenshotted it, and I sent it to, like, my best friend. Mm-hmm. I was like, can you believe how nice? Did I tell you this already?
No.
Okay. I was like, I can't. It must have happened right after we hung out. I was like, can you believe how nice this text is? And she goes, like, Natalie, that's so nice, but why the fuck is it in italics? And, like, we...
the fact that it was in cursive?
Like, it was just, like, slanted, you know? Yeah, and I, like, didn't really think anything of it. And then we, like, realized, like, there were also those dashes in it. And we're like, this is written by ChatGPT.
Oh, my God.
And I had already sent back, like, a written by a human, really nice response. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is, like, written by ChatGPT. Like, okay, fucking weird, whatever. And I'm like, you know, I guess it's kind of thoughtful. They want the sentiment. They wanted to say something.
They still believed in the words.
Right, right. But so then I, like, later, I still have interactions with this person. And we're, like, joking about something via text, like, a few weeks later. And, like, I notice one of the texts is in bold. And it's, like, a joke. And I'm like, this is, like, a joke written by ChatGPT.
Are they a comedian?
No.
Okay. Not to play guess who.
No, but I'm, like, wondering if, like, because they know I'm a comedian, they're trying to, like, ask how to text me.
Could you call them out and be like, hey, are you using ChatGPT to talk to me?
No, I would never do that. I feel like, you know, if that's, like, their battle.
That's true.
But I was really surprised to see someone using it in, like, normal conversation.
That's very odd.
And I do think that we're smarter than we realize. Like, at this point, I think that it's pretty recognizable.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I was talking to, like, another comedian, and she, like, reads scripts, and she got one, and she could tell immediately, like, this is AI.
Okay.
So I feel like we're kind of, like, at a point where you can tell.
Okay,
and
good.
She was like, I'm not going to read this.
It's kind of like videos on Instagram now, mm-hmm. where you see, like, the shark come out of the water, and you're like, that's AI.
Exactly.
Whereas before, we didn't really know. And it's like, if you didn't know, you'd be like, okay, but it's getting really freaky.
I think we need to put some serious boundaries on it before it gets freaky. And I think that's like what scares me is that like, are we going to put some like regulations on this? Because if we don't, I'm going to get freaked out.
I agree. Today I watched a video on Instagram and it was Madison Beer and she's dating a football player right now. Mm-hmm. And it's a video of them kissing on the sidelines. He picks her up and then he drops her on the ground. And I was like, oh, that's AI. But until the drop, you were like, oh, that's so cute. Like, they're so loving. And then it's like, why? I almost just believed that they were, like, making out on the sideline. And then he just threw her on the ground. And I'm like, what the fuck am I? I put my phone down and I was like, I need to not look at
Instagram. No, it's too. Can I tell you the craziest thing is, like, people have, like, AI pictures of me hugging them.
And they send it to you?
Yeah.
That's really scary being like a public figure and people could make you into anything.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't really look like me.
Thank God.
But it's still like we need to regulate this.
Yeah.
It's too much.
People could also do that. Like, they're like, oh, so-and-so's cheating on you and like send a photo of them with another girl. And it's like, if it got really good, like.
I know. That's a good thing. They're really not good with tattoos. Like, the tattoos get really mushy.
That's true.
So like, maybe you're everyone's safe. Just going to have to get tatted up.
I'm like, all right, don't tempt me with a good time. I do go back and forth, but I'm like, I do want to have like a million tattoos.
You should.
I know. It's really fun. But then one day you were cracking me up being like, I think it's just bad for me to have all this ink in my body. And I'm like, Natalie, a little late now.
I know. You know what? Like sometimes it's I'm so like, wait, funny. Is this bad?
I'm like that with Zins though. I'm like, is this bad?
Zins are bad.
I should stop.
But you could just stop that. Like, it's not that's like true, you in you. It's not like you had like a Zin surgically implanted.
That's so true. That's so, yeah, you got those.
I've like, you know, I've never had a Zin.
Do you want one?
I think I would throw up.
You might. These are sixes too.
I don't even know what that means, but it sounds scary. Oh my God.
I won't drug you on my podcast.
Oh my God.
I won't drug you.
What's like, what drug have you had that you had the worst experience with?
One time I got really, really high. I smoked an entire joint, which was not my usual, but I was with my girlfriends. It was right before 2012. And we were talking about how the world's going to end because the Mayans predicted it. And we all got super stoned and they were like, yeah, everyone's going to think it's real. So it's going to be like the purge. And everyone's going to start shooting people. It's like when like guns were still like scary, but not what they are today, where we're like kind of numb. It was like, oh my God, still, it mm-hmm. still is. But like, it was not the numbness where we're like, it was just like, we were all on edge about it. And I was about to go back to college and I went to Boulder, which was a concealed carry. Like you could have a gun. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, if I just get really high, I'm going to forget about all of this. And then the opposite happened. So then I got so stoned that I convinced myself the world was going to end. Everyone that I love was going to die. And then I was going to get shot at school. And I almost called 911 on myself. Like, I was holding the phone being like, I'm going to call 911.
Because
my
heart rate
was so crazy that I was like, I'm going to die. And then I, like, wasn't okay for, like, 6 months. I went to therapy. And it was all because I was, like, super stoned.
So, like, what did you feel for the 6 months?
Just anytime I looked at someone, I was like, you're going to die one day. Mm. I would look at them and I'd be like, I would, like, picture their tombstone. And I'd be like, damn, they're just, like, living life. And they're not even acting like they're going to die. It was like, I could not shake the fact that we're all going to die.
Mm. Yeah. I was thinking about that on the drive over, literally. Really? Yeah.
It's really, I'm glad I went through it because.
How did you get out of it?
Therapy.
What did you learn there?
She helped me understand why I was so freaked out about death. Because like my mom, I think I told you how she like passed out once in the ER.
Yeah, yeah.
And I never processed that in the moment because I was like in high school and she ended up being fine. But so I was kind of like, okay, crazy, you know, she's fine. And then like, if she wouldn't text me back, I would like assume that she was dead and I couldn't get out of that thought. And the doctor was like, oh, it's because of this. And I was like, oh, I can connect the dots of my thoughts and then kind of break the cycle of the spiral. And I started getting panic attacks during that time too. And I just like, I couldn't get out of it. And to the point where it's like, now when I'm feeling anxious, I'm like, have a fucking go for it. Have a panic attack. And then once I give myself the space to do that, my body's like, we're good. Like, we don't need to do that. So it really was just like controlling my thoughts and understanding why I felt why I did. And then being able to like stop them because of understanding the, like the core.
Okay.
But yeah, so that the therapy really pulled me out of all of that.
That's so interesting. Like, I've been in therapy for so long, but I'm still there.
Do you think about dying a lot?
I don't think about it like I want to die. I just think about like it freaks me out that like, you know, everyone's going to die one day.
It's crazy. But
it like really freaks me out.
It's really crazy.
And it's been like years of me being freaked out by it.
Yes. It usually hits me when I'm going to bed at night.
Oh, yeah.
That's when like my head's on the pillow. And I'm like, yo, one day you're going to be dead.
No, literally. Like, I was driving here and I was like, there's people in everyone. And then I was like, they're all going to, like, and but it also hits me at night.
Oh,
but I'm like, no, like, walk crossing the street and the build. Like, literally, it just hits me all the time. And I'm just like, I don't know. It's so hard.
It is hard.
Yeah.
How do you, like, get yourself off the ledge?
I literally don't. Yeah. I'm on the ledge.
Like, I'm on 20, it right now.
Literally called Dan. I was like, I'm in the ledge. I'm here. I can't believe it with my thoughts. He's like, honestly, I think you need to learn to be alone with your thoughts.
That's a good partner. That's a good partner. I mean, I love that he's there for you, but also, like, he's giving you the tools to also all right, I got this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think that's a good balance. I mean, you guys seem like such a good team.
We are. Well, he's like, what is your therapist thing? And, like, basically my therapist is like, well, you've taught your brain that, like, it like, freaking out is good, and that's what it wants.
Interesting.
And so like, and that like, you know, this is what it enjoys. And he's like, okay, so I don't want to feed into this. Mm-hmm. I'm like, all right. But you know, I really like, I find it really hard to like come to terms with, and it like really freaks me out that like we're all people.
I know. Well, sometimes it's so crazy too when like you are looking at it. There's this meme where this guy's in the mirror and he's pointing at the mirror and he goes, I'm really in this bitch. Yeah. And I had a moment recently where I'm like talking to someone, I'm like, yeah, they're looking at me talking to them.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's so crazy. Like, if you think about anything hard enough, like that's fucking, like, you're sitting here looking at me.
No, it's so crazy. I know. I feel like it's like I'm high, but I'm not.
Right?
And I like, what's going on? But you know, when I'm distracted, it makes me feel better. But then it's like,
you're really good at staying busy. You're like live on Twitch at 2. And I'm like, how does this girl do this?
Literally, because I cannot be in my mind. It's like impressive. My mind, yes, it's impressive what the lengths I will go to not think.
You've built a career on it, though.
I've built a career out of not being alone with my thoughts. It's so beautifully impressive.
No, honestly, I think about you all the time where I'm like, after our shows, you were like in your room editing. And I'm like, here Natalie is with 1.2 million followers, and I'm like with my 12 people, like, and I'm like, I'm gonna go to bed, and you're like, I'm gonna edit videos, and I'm like, fuck,
dude, it's literally because my brain like hates me, like seriously, it's like so tough in there.
Well, you have a full career on it, so give me what you're having, because I need a little more demons.
No, I'm honestly just like, am I allowed to be happy? Like, am I, like, that's what was driving here, being like, are you allowed to be happy? I don't know. I don't know if you're allowed to be happy. It's like, I don't know.
I mean, if you zoom out, it's like, it's your success. And I do think a lot of people that are successful are driven by difficult things.
Mm-hmm.
Like anytime you hear like someone at the top of their game, you're like, oh, wow. They're like deeply in it. And they're successful because of their drive and going through that.
Mm-hmm.
And when you spin it in that way, you're like, that's kind of a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, take your flaws as your strengths.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of lean into that, because what's the alternative? You're happy and you're not successful, and then you're going to be sad that you're not successful. It's like there's no winning.
Yeah, I think there's like a balance.
Totally.
I don't know. I'm just like, I want to be okay with like being happy and not thinking like this must mean like something's going to go wrong.
I do the same thing though.
Yeah.
I go down all the paths of like, how could this play out? How could this come back to me?
Mm-hmm.
But I do think it's like when you know you're a good person and like you're doing your best and you're being genuine, that's like all you can do, you know? I feel for people that are bad people, like my ex. Like not to go there, not to be the scorned woman, but it's like I think about him a lot recently where I'm like, oh, he has to go to bed with himself at night and lay down and just be with, again, or someone else. And it's like, you can't be happy when you're actively hurting people. I think that's where it's like the line too.
Yeah. Well, you have to think like, how hurt does he have to be acting like this?
Yeah.
And it's like, cause I think that it's like, you only really act that way when like he's only acting with such a lack of empathy because of the pain that he's in from whatever trauma that he was given. So like he obviously was dealt whatever cards that made him have to abandon everyone else's feelings.
Yeah.
So, like, it is sad.
It is. Thank you. And that brings me joy. Oh, my God. I've been playing this song on repeat. It's called Hell at Night.
Yeah.
And it's, like, a country rap song, which is not usually my vibe. Not a big country girl. But it starts with being like, usually I choose moving on, but mm-hmm. in this instance, like, I want hell for you. And it's like, I have to send it to you, but it's just basically like all about like, you want to move on, but you also want the person to like go through it.
Oh yeah.
And the lyrics are so funny. Then the rap comes in and it's like, I hope you put the heater on and it blows cold. stupid stuff where it's like, yeah, I kind of do, it's like, I want to rise above. I don't want to wish ill will, but I hope he does put a heater on and it blows cold air.
Well, it's like that thing where the next person he's with, you're like, I feel bad for them.
Genuinely.
And like, that's the best place to be in with an ex, and where you just like know that you feel sad for the next person that they're with.
So true.
And I just don't get people that are like cordial with their exes. Like, I'm sorry. I have never understood it. I don't think it's possible. I will never think it's possible. I don't think it's real. And like, I just stand by that.
I think you and I did talk about this because I am friends with a lot of people. And it's funny because I actually saw, again, I'm chronically online, but an Instagram today was like, if you're friends with your ex, it's because you're a sociopath, because you're looking for control and manipulation. But I was like, it's definitely not what I'm looking for. And I think it's because the ones that ended positively, mm-hmm. I can stay friends with them.
But how can they end positively?
You lose feelings.
Yeah, but how do you both lose feelings?
They were hurt. In these instances,
that's the thing.
A lot of times, again, I'm also good at putting my like my emotions in a box. Mm. And being like, I'm fine.
Like, say you lose feelings and you break up with them. How is it amicable? Aren't they pissed?
They've been sad, and then they come around knowing that it wasn't intentional to hurt them, mm-hmm. in some cases. Mm-hmm. In other cases, like a mutual parting of ways was like, that was fun. Like, we don't really have a connection that we thought we did.
Okay.
I mean, there's obviously this last one. I would never speak to them again. Mm-hmm. And there's another one that I also narcissistic tendencies that I try to have a friendship with every now and then just to be like, I'm good. And it's like, no, don't do that.
There was one ex that I was friends with when I went through a breakup. I like got back in touch with him and I was like, hey, you remind me of this guy that I'm having a really hard time with. And like, we had like a friendship and he was kind of like, this is why I treated you like this. This is kind of like why he's doing this. And like really gave me some insight because they were kind of the same person.
Yeah.
And so like he really talked me through it and was just sort of like, yeah, you know, this is like the thought behind this kind of behavior and like why I did this. Again, sorry. But like it was helpful that at the is. Time. And like, but there was just significant amount of space between it. It was like it was a really interesting dynamic that I didn't expect. Mm-hmm. But that was like one of the few instances where okay. I like had that kind of, you know.
This is funny. It just reminded me. I have an ex. The first one, my first boyfriend ever, he treated me really badly. And he's someone that I was always like, the day I can come back and tell him to eat shit, I will. And after this last breakup, I just have been like fantasizing over texting him just saying, hey, fuck you. Out of thin air. Uh-huh. I haven't talked to this man in 15 years.
Yeah.
But for some reason, it just, like, came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And to the point where, like, I would, like, open my phone and be like, I'm just going to say, fuck you. And then this gets really sad. I just saw on Instagram, Monday night, I'm on my couch, and his sister posted that his mom passed. So all this, like, anger and hate that I had just kind of disappeared.
Yeah.
And then for the first time in 10 years, I texted him. I said, hey, I just saw on Instagram, and I want to let you know that I'm really sorry for your loss.
Mm.
Yeah, and all the hate kind of went away.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's also that.
Found closure at the same time on yeah, that. Yeah,
it was interesting.
Did he respond?
Yeah.
That's nice.
And then he sent a photo of us at prom with his mom in the photo.
Ugh.
Yeah, I was like, damn, I got to just let go of this resentment. It's
terrible.
Yeah, so there's also that.
That's good.
Yeah, it was a weird week.
Yeah.
A lot of weird emotions, but I choose empathy.
Yeah, you got to since yeah. there's you're in there and I'm in here.
Yeah, we're in here.
We're in here.
We're really in these bodies.
It's fucking weird.
It is weird. Oh, you asked me what drug fucked me up.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a weird drug experience that like really messed you up?
I think maybe like mushrooms.
Yeah.
I saw this girl posted this thing today that was like, I can't believe all these people are in office and they've never done mushrooms. These people are making decisions that they've never done mushrooms. I'm like,
what a hot take.
I think this is like the worst take I have actually ever seen on the internet.
Did it have a lot of views?
Yeah, like it was like a much shared meme. And I was like, I think mushrooms are just like so loved.
They are.
They're just so beloved. And like, I think it's just underrated how bad of a time you can have.
Yeah, I've never had a bad time on them, but yeah. I'm sorry that happened to you.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, you can have a bad time, but everyone's just like literally lollygagging, making this like the most fun thing in the world.
Where were you when you had this bad experience?
I was in Times Square.
Oh, God. That's your problem.
But I was in high school.
Oh, you did tell me about this.
Yeah.
Didn't your mom come pick you up?
She did. She's the best.
That's mom. I'm on drugs and I'm scared.
I literally could not have gone differently.
What a good mom.
She's the best.
Yeah, I want to meet her.
But yeah, honestly, I don't know. I know that they can be great for some people.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like an alternative to drinking too. People are trying to not drink as much. So they're like, I guess I'll do shrooms. You're like, sure.
Do a different poison.
Yeah. If that's a hot take on that. Do you have a hot take?
I don't know. You know, I often think about hot takes because they just feel like they're so in these days.
They are. The Subway takes. I'm like, what would be my Subway take?
What would your Subway take be?
I used to be like, I think weddings are stupid. But I just went to one and I had such a good time. And I'm like, you know what? You were just bitter.
Yeah.
They're beautiful.
Yeah.
I just think the charade of it can be ridiculous with like the girls all wearing matching dresses and like the budgets. And like, I just think the extreme of it can be so like...
I hear that.
But when done well, and it really is a beautiful celebration of love, I like was on like my second flight back because I changed it like 1 a.m. hammered. I'm like on the tarmac for an hour and I was like, that was the greatest weekend of my life. I feel differently about weddings. So
yeah.
That used to be my hot take, was that weddings are stupid, but I take it back. So I need a new one.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think as someone that's gotten married, like I like enjoyed my wedding day.
Your wedding
a lot
was beautiful from the photos I saw.
Thank you. But whenever I have to go to someone's wedding, I'm like, ugh,
yeah,
I can't believe I have to go to that fucking wedding.
Everyone feels that way.
So, and then you think about it and you're like, did everyone feel like that about my wedding?
Yeah, this is local. It's like the travel, the cost.
No, I feel like that local too. Like even local, you're just like, I can't believe this person's making me leave their house for love.
Totally. I think it's a lack of autonomy that we get pissed
we
about.
We hate to leave the house.
We hate to be told what to do.
Yes.
And when a wedding's involved, it feels like a forced family plan, like forced family fun.
Yes.
That's probably what the core is. It's like, well, my thing with weddings, like if I were to have one, I'd be like, if you want to come, great. If not, I don't give a fuck.
Oh, you think that, but when you get into planning it, it's like you actually are just like... Like, there are all these little things that you don't think you're going to hate people for, but it's like, oh, no, you screw this up. I hate, like, there's so many. You know what really was so weird to me? So, like, to me, like, wedding gifts are a big deal. Mm-hmm. If you don't give a fucking gift at a wedding, that's...
You're dead.
No, literally. And so then I'm
you're
like,
dead.
I'm on my Twitch stream, like, having this conversation, and, like, everyone in my chat goes, like, yeah, we don't give wedding gifts. And I'm like... what is going, am I living in an alternate?
No, it's like saying thank you when someone gives you something.
It's, am I living in an alternate universe?
Yeah, no, that's you gotta give a wedding gift.
These people, no, I love them dearly, but a lot of them said they don't give wedding gifts and they're just, and they wouldn't care if they received a wedding gift. And I was like, am I a horrible person that I care? Like people that, like there's several people that like, some people that didn't give me a gift, I was like, they just didn't know better. But some people, I'm like, they know better and they didn't give one. Like, this feels intentional.
That sucks.
You know what I mean?
I really do.
And you think about it, it's like, I believe your gift is supposed to cover your plate. Like, that's pretty much the thing.
That's the rule.
Yeah.
It's like, you go to a restaurant, you tip.
Literally.
Yeah, we're not in Europe right now.
No, it's, like, expensive.
Yeah, that's a tricky one. Also, I feel that same way with when you give a gift, you deserve a thank you note.
Oh, yeah.
And I haven't gotten one from someone, and my mom keeps asking me about it, and I'm like... It stresses me out. I'm like, our friendship is getting riffed right now. And it's like, I can't be like, you owe my mother a fucking thank you note. But I'm also like, you know.
No, I mean, you should give a thank you note. The thing is, I wrote thank you notes for my bridal shower. I wrote thank you notes for, I hand wrote the ones for my, for the, you write them.
I hear you have a year though.
That's what people say. Mm-hmm. But it feels crazy when, like,
yeah, I know.
Dan's mom is such a badass. Like, one of her friends didn't give a wedding gift.
She was like,
she went to her house and texted her and was like, hey, I'm here to pick up the gift.
I love that.
And I think because she's given a gift to all of her kids.
Yeah.
So she was like, hey, I'm here to pick up the gift. Where is it? It was so badass. I was like, you get it.
What'd you get?
It was like, it was money.
Okay.
But yeah.
She was like, pay up.
Yeah, literally. She's like, I pay your kids.
That's hilarious. It is interesting. I hear that weddings bring out drama that you would never expect to have. I've heard that with a lot of weddings where it's like a family rift comes up or like so-and-so feels like, you know, slighted or jaded or, you know, it's like you start to see true colors and it's like, yeah, this is about love. We don't need to fight about our fight we had 7 years ago.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah. It's so random, like things that come up that you've never even thought of. Mm-hmm. 100%.
But you had a beautiful wedding.
It was really fun.
And you loved it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And yeah, it's like you're glad you did it.
100%.
That's what everyone says. Like the wedding was, the planning was horrible. A lot of things like either went wrong or like it was stressful. But at the end of the day, it was like such a great celebration.
I love to plan. I love to plan.
Really? You're a planner.
Okay. Well, like, cause I feel like I plan all my tours and make spreadsheets of everything.
When I was on the road, I would write all my days out.
Yes.
The travel schedule, the coffee shops.
Yes.
It's so fun.
I have like, yeah. I mean, if I don't do that, I'm just being annoying in my life or to my own brain. So.
Yeah. See, you're a busy girl.
What are you supposed to do with all this energy? Like, I can't believe, like, what do people do all day? I genuinely want to know.
My downfall is reality television.
But I feel like that's good. Like, we need to chill.
That's where I rot.
Me too. And I need to rot more.
Like, you were watching Love is Blind.
The thing is, I feel productive if I watch TV.
Oh, because you're like up on pop culture?
No, because I'm like, I didn't go on my phone. Literally, like, I watched Love is Blind for 2 hours last night. And it was like, Natalie, you didn't go on your phone for 2 hours. You were so good.
That's such a thing. I went to the bathroom today without my phone and I was like, so present in the bathroom.
No, it's so, yeah, I ate a sandwich on my phone. I was like, yes, you were concentrating on the bite.
That's a real thing.
It's so sad.
I mean, I'm so happy that we're not on phones right now. You know what I mean? Yeah,
I didn't even realize.
I just brought it up, but I didn't think about it until now. But it's so crazy. It's so funny too, like when you're at a dinner and you're all present and then someone picks up their
phone. And then everyone's like, ugh.
And then there's the domino effect and you're like soaking in all of the information that's been waiting for you and you're like, and then you go back, and then you like go back to the table. But it's like this weird moment where it's like someone touches their phone, and then it's like, oh, now I'll touch my phone. It's like, what is that? I used to do this thing with my friend in college, my best friend, Chelly. So I would go to the bathroom, and I'd be like, don't touch your phone while I'm gone. And she'd be like, yeah, challenge accepted. I don't need my phone. And I would like walk away, and I would like peek over my shoulder every time. And then I would come out of the bathroom, and I would like see her before she saw me, and she would just be sitting there. And I was like, I'm so proud of you. It was like our thing.
That's so cute.
It was funny.
We were at, like, because Dan lost his passport, so we had to go get the emergency one at the U.S. consulate. And they're crazy about phones. Like, seriously, I've never seen anything like this. So you give your phone, and then I didn't bring a purse. Mm-hmm. So I just brought my camera bag with, like, my wallet and my phone in it. But I didn't realize I had, like, a USB and, like a little cord. Mm-hmm. They're running my fucking camera bag through the X-ray, like, seriously, four times. There's a USB in here still. There's a cord in here. Like, it was crazy. So they take everything out. They take your phone. They put your phone in a locker.
Jesus.
And then they, like, you go upstairs. And, like, we're just sitting in a room for 3 hours, no phone.
What did you talk about?
Well, it was crazy because
that's hilarious. 3 hours without a phone?
Yeah, but you want to hear the craziest part is that so it's us and people being interviewed to get a visa to come into the U.S. And we're listening to all of the visas and people getting denied or accepted. It was crazy.
Does Dan have like a new hour on that? Like, do you do jokes? That's my joke. You guys are always like taking jokes. You're mine.
No, it was like sad, but also like the thing is they weren't even trying to come here permanently. It's like if we want to go to Canada for a few days, we just go.
Yeah.
If they want to come here for a vacation, for a wedding, like they have to go to the U.S. consulate and apply for a visa.
That's crazy.
Like they like pull up a whole background check. You have to bring your passport. Like one guy, he literally was like, you know, saying he was going to a wedding. Like some guy was just saying he wants to go on vacation. Like I just didn't realize how intense the process was.
Mm-hmm. That's nuts.
But yeah, I was just like, this is crazy. And after like 3 hours, I was like, I don't need my, it's weird. The first half hour, I was like, this is crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
After 3 hours, I was like, maybe I don't even turn it on.
I've done that before where I lost my phone in a taxi once and I had to go get it. And I was without it for hours. And I remember getting on the subway because it was in Queens. And I was looking at everyone on their phones and I'm like, you robot peasants, you are on, like, you are all like brainwashed by these devices. And I'm like, you're all, your necks are all getting all fucked up, thinking I'm like greater than God. And then it's like, obviously I got my phone back and I was like, but it's like, you look around without your phone and you're like, we're all just like robots.
Have you seen that TikTok / Instagram reel that's going viral where that girl, she's just like, welcome to New York. And she's like on the subway platform and she's the only girl not on her phone.
Yes.
It's so creepy.
Yeah, she's like a young girl.
Yeah.
I saw that and like no one's looking at her.
I know.
I love that video.
Yeah.
That video is so fun. I thought the same thing where I'm like, I probably wouldn't look up either. I'd probably be like, fucking New York.
It's so weird because like the thing with Love is Blind is like,
they don't have phones.
They don't have phones.
I'd lose my mind too.
But I was thinking about like the amount of hate they get, right? And then I was saying to Dan last night, like, why are they going on this show? We're like, why do they go on the show? And it's like, well, they probably think they're going to get the good edit, you know?
Good edit, new social media platform opportunities.
But if you get the bad edit, like...
Casey. That's, she's still growing online though.
Yeah, but it, getting like...
I'm gonna look.
Getting the bad edit is... pulls out the phone.
No, she got the worst edit of all time. No, when I looked, she had 13,000. I have to check.
Okay, the thing to me is she's still hot, so it'll be fine for her. Getting a bad edit means you have to turn your comments off.
22,000.
Like, Nick and Mike had to turn their comments off.
Because Nick's probably, everyone's like, just come out of the closet, bro. It's like, okay, it's accepted.
Well, then the girl Annie, they're like, don't go to, she's a hairstylist, so like, don't support a homophobe, which is true. The things they said were fucking disgusting and they shocked me so much. I was disgusted by them. I was like, did you see that episode?
I watched all of them. I'm like, what did I miss?
Oh my God. They're talking and they're like, would you care if your kid was gay? And she goes, I wouldn't be happy about it. And they're like, what do you think about when kids are gay? And they're like, it's a fad. Did you miss this?
I missed
this. And I was like, I fucking hate these people.
Though they're very religious.
And then he's the one that everyone says is gay.
Not that that makes it okay, but I do think it's ingrained in like their religion that like gay is bad.
Yeah, but that's fucking crazy.
No, it's so crazy because it's like Nick is gay. So
it's so unacceptable. It's so outwardly homophobic and gross.
That they think it's okay to even say that on
camera. And the way they just so like casually said it. And the fact that he goes, would you be okay if your kid was gay? And she just says like she would prefer not. I was like... The fact that you wouldn't just say, I would love my child regardless. Right. That is the only answer.
The only answer. It's like the scene in, not to bring up movie scenes again, but like, have you seen The Family Stone?
Mm-mm.
Damn. It's a, I'll stop there then. But there's a scene where Jessica Parker is like talking. They have like a gay son. And they're like, she's like, I just don't like want them to go through that. And they're like, what are you talking about? And she's like, you know, it's harder. And they throw a spoon at her plate and like makes a whole big scene. And it's like, it's just such a cringy scene because you're like, that's just, there's no way to navigate it. Just say, that's so great.
Yeah.
Whoever you are, be yourself.
Yeah.
But like people that don't get that, it's like, what world are you operating in?
I couldn't imagine having any other response than I will love you regardless. That's crazy to me.
Well, it's going to be great when Nick comes out of the closet.
And did you see the scene where he says his mom asked him if he was gay? I don't know how you miss this.
I have to go back and watch.
This is crazy.
That's so bad. I was on my phone. I was scrolling a little bit. I'm really sad. I'm upset with myself.
I'm upset with you.
Was that when they were in Mexico?
No, it's in the pods.
Fuck. Ah. I got to Mexico and I didn't miss that fucking shit.
You know, Mexico is not that exciting except for, you didn't see the Mexico scene?
I saw all of it other than when I was scrolling on my phone.
You saw the Edmund freak out?
Yeah. Oh, there's the freak out too where she's like, you're not going to beat someone up for me.
And he's
yeah. I'm too nice.
I hate him.
I know. He's deeply troubled.
I know he is troubled, but I feel like throwing a fit because someone won't have sex with you is just like so gross.
So, well, the one thing I will say,
mm-hmm.
if she's saying she's willy-nilly with one night stands, that's his one leg to stand on where he's like, I'm giving you everything and you're going to have sex with people randomly. That would hurt my feelings. If she's a virgin, amazing. Like, respect. That's your choice. That's your life. But if she's going to openly be like, I mean, the last one I had was a year ago. It's like, it's not that long ago. And like,
I don't know. If you're saying I'm not comfortable having sex, you don't push it and throw a baby tantrum.
I agree. I do think the one pain point there is that she did say she has had many one night stands.
I don't know. If imagine like you're with a guy and you're like, I don't want to fuck for whatever reason. I don't want to. And then he just starts crying like a little bitch.
No, that's a problem. Also, the tears would put me off immediately.
I would just be like, I don't know how I'm going to get through this. She was so nice. She handled it so kindly. I don't know. I would be like.
I think they're all a little brainwashed in this experience where they're like, they want it to work so bad. That they're seeing this end goal and they're missing all of the red flags. However, we're all watching zoomed out.
Yes.
So it's like watching your own dating life. Like imagine if you were a fly on the wall for all your past relationships. That's
such a good point.
You'd be screaming at the TV.
You're right.
Like this last relationship, I'm like applying all these little moments where I'm like, if I watched this on TV, I'd be like, you're a fucking idiot.
Same. If I looked at a lot of my... It's so crazy.
It's so crazy.
If I looked at myself through the lens of a TV show in so many relationships, it would be humiliating.
Saying I love you, this last guy, I could go back in time and just be like, you don't know this person.
Yeah.
Why are you saying that? You are not in middle school. Yes, you were love bombed and you were meeting his energy, but you're a grown adult with a brain. Do not match the energy of a sociopath.
What do you think is like a telltale sign of being love bombed?
Gift giving.
Mm.
Being told I love you too soon.
Mm-hmm.
People saying things like, I've waited my whole life for someone like you.
Mm.
In the moment, it's like, I think I'm great. I treat people nicely. I feel like I'm doing fairly well in like work and comedy. It's like, I would like to believe that someone saying this to me means it.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm like, you don't know me.
But then, you know, it's like, I do feel like people can fall in love quickly too. Like, how do you tell the difference?
That's the tricky part. That's where I got the gray area. But I think the clearest sign was the gift giving. Like when I got back from LA, he got me a shirt from his favorite bar. A case of wine.
Oh my
and
God.
A wine opener.
Oh, that's too much.
Exactly. And when I was in LA, he was calling this girl the whole time. So maybe a part of his like weird narcissistic guilty conscience was like, if I gift give, it'll wash away all of the texting and calling of this other girl.
Do we think that like you were the only two?
I don't think so. Because I was gone a lot. I was in LA. I was with you in Boston.
That was like two nights. No, how long were you with him?
3 months. So I traveled a bit. I was in LA and in Las Vegas for 10 days. Someone else was in the mix. She was just like, he didn't call me every day that time. And she said when he would call her, it'd be 10 times in a row. Incessant. So there's got to be someone else.
So here's my, like, okay, you know how Risa Tisa?
No. What a name. I'm like, what riddle are we going to crack?
Did you not watch Who the Fuck Did I Marry?
No.
On TikTok, the TikTok series?
No.
Okay.
Damn.
You didn't watch this?
No.
I'd say it was maybe a year ago. Okay. This girl, she put out a TikTok series. It was like 30 parts. I watched. It was 33 minute parts.
You know this woman like the back of your hand?
Yes, they are actually turning it into its own show.
Is this my come up?
And you would think, like, here's the thing. Every single person in comedy, every manager, agent, if you were to say to them, hey, I have a story. I want to release it as a... It might have even been 60-part, 3-minute TikTok series. They'd go, sweetie, no. That's not how we're going to do it. Yeah. It doesn't work. This woman literally is so fucking famous. Like, she has her own show. She has her own book. Like,
Wow. Seriously,
I was glued to my phone. Like, you're... And basically, it's this story of she meets this guy. She's love-bombed by him. She lets him into her life. And it's this whole entire story of her being, like, completely lied to. Mm-hmm. He's a pathological liar. And everyone's like at the edge of their seat. Like, it's like literally a goosebumps. I'm telling you, I have to show it to you. Like,
I'm gonna watch.
But you know, it makes me think it's just her front-facing video telling the story with receipts. But she doesn't show the receipts. Okay. She gives the detail. Like, she goes, it was October 2nd, 10:24 a.m. He did this. It was October 28th, 10:06. He did this. Like, and she says, and I have the voice memo, like it, and she just will say the details. Mm-hmm. And then she just, it's basically either her in the car, her going to work. And it's like, I have to show it to you. Please. Because it's really interesting. She really blew up from it.
All right. I'm inspired.
It's a crazy story too. He was like, he would pretend to be on the phone talking to people. Mm-hmm. And he wasn't talking to anyone.
People are sick.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's really scary. And also just like, I think I'm a smart person that can read people.
Mm-hmm.
Duped. duped.
It's exactly that. It's the story of being lied to by men, and it's actually so much more relatable than you even realize.
No, I could. I'll tell you. I'm on like this. Are we dating the same guy?
Yes. It's so funny. My old manager's picture is on there.
So no, I don't date that much. Three men that I've encountered were on it.
I can't wait.
Even date that much. The deaf guy. He was all over it for domestic violence.
I want to see this.
Let's try this again. Juicy. I'm like worried that SD card is going to. Okay, I think we have to go too. We have shows.
We have shows. We have things to do.
I need to have you back on.
Yeah. We have to.
We have so much to talk about. anything you want to plug before we call this? Not to end it abruptly, but.
Come see our shows.
Yes.
Come see Stamford. We're going to be in Connecticut. Come
October 18th.
I'm on the road, nataliecomo.com/shows, and I'll see you there.
She's hilarious. You got to go.
Thank you.
And you're the best. Thank you for being
on. Love you. You're the best.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.